Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, good evening. I'm coming on late. I pray that I'm not too late. I had some little difficulties getting on, but hey, I am here. And tonight we are talking about divine recitation, how to get that heart of God pumping back in us. We are coming out of the book called Reset Your Life by Joseph W. Walker III. Yes, yes, yes. A New Start. This is a great book, beloved. If you can go get it, go get it. Last week is so good. Oh, my God. I was just so, again, I apologize for being late this evening because I was just so excited about it. Last week, it was so good. We were talking about the love story of Hosea and Gomer and how that was the show. It represent the love that God had for Israel. He showed it through the prophet Hosea with his harlot wife, Gomer. And there was a part, beloved, in there saying, oh, I just love the part when it talked about, said, Hosea woke up in the middle of the night and discovered her missing, talking about Gomer, and said he got up and went down to the red light district where, and she was wearing a sandwich board that said, he was wearing a sandwich board that said, if anybody sees my Gomer, come on, my Gomer. He made it special that it was her, belonged to him. He said, tell her I'll be right here waiting on her. Tell her I love her. And, beloved, that's no matter what we are, when we are in our sins, when we in our foolery, when we are in our bad attitudes, or we in our depression, oppression, God said, I'm right here waiting on you. And not only am I right here waiting on you, I love you. I love you just that much. And, you know, we need some divine resuscitation. We need that life back in us. We need that breath of life to be blowed back into us. You know, when a person do CPR, if you took CPR, when you go in, you assess the situation, you go in and you clear the muck and the junk out of the mouth. They say you take your finger in, you swish around to make sure that there is nothing in there that is lodged. You begin to pump on the heart. You pinch that nose, pull it back, blow breath, air, life. You blow life. You're not just blowing breath, but you're blowing life. In a lifeless situation, praise God. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, Father God, we just thank you right now. We just give you glory. We just give you honor. We just give you praise. We just give you the highest praise. We just shout hallelujah to you, for you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. And we ask you to search our heart, oh God. We ask you to search our minds. We ask you to search our thoughts. We ask you to restore them, bring them back into the place of you, oh God. And God, we just ask you to heal every hurting spot, restore every broken pieces, oh God, and let us walk in the new, not in the past, but let us run towards our future for our destiny, that which you have created, and let us know, God, and that we will not only know, but we will accept that you are right here waiting. And not only are you waiting, Father God, but you love us. I just want to go back, amen, go back and kind of go over what I had read to you on last week. And it just said this lesson is a divine recitation. It's a recitation. And it appears many times in the book. And we were dealing with the book of Deuteronomy 32, chapter 32 and verse 39. And it said, now see that that's the Lord, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I womb and I heal. And Jeremiah 30:17 said this, for I will restore. Come on here. This we're talking about brain and life, blowing life back in us and healing. I will restore health, where? To you and heal you of your wounds. You don't have to continue to be broken. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to be walking around with your head down. You don't have to always be trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Just live, beloved. Let the Lord blow life and live. It don't have to be a challenge all the time. Just embrace. Embrace what God has for you. And I'm just hearing as I say that, we talk about we have faith, we walk by faith, but then we are trying to orchestrate. We're trying to appropriate. We are trying to figure. We are trying to guess. We're trying to wonder. We're trying to be, in other words, a step ahead or I want to know. No, beloved. He said, I will restore. I will heal. I will wait. I will love. All that right there. Can we not trust him and only trust him? Can we not trust him with our troubles? Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm talking to myself, not just you. I'm talking to myself. He's saying that is the essence of what reset. That's how he's going to revive you. When we're talking about revival, beloved, this is what he's saying. God even lays out the process for us. That's over in Hosea 6:1, in which he promised healing. We'll read over there. It said, after 2 days, he will revive us. That's in verse 2. It's important that we understand the continuity. God provides. Yes, yes, yes. He provides space between the incision and the next move. So when he's doing his operation on our heart, when he's cutting us deep, he's already providing the way out of no way. He's made a way out of no way, and he is the way of no way. He is telling us not to move too quickly, beloved. Praise God. Give God time to heal. Yes, yes. We don't even give God time to heal. Don't bounce, as so many of us do, from one thing to the next. Praise God. That was Gomer's problem as well. You keep bouncing from car to the next, from one smile to the next, from one relationship to the next. Give yourself time to heal for God to move. And not only from cars and relationships, but sometimes we get somewhere and we bounce from hurt to hurt to hurt to hurt, from feelings to feelings, from feelings to feelings. Remember when you did this? Remember when you did this? The last time I felt like this? This is, stop. Praise God. Let God heal. So we heal. Verse 2 says over there, after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he'll raise us up, and we may live in his sight, praise God. So God is getting ready to take you through the process. We talked about this last week, of resuscitation, and we talked about how sure as Lazarus rose from the dead, you can rise from where you are. And whatever is dead, we talked about this last week, whatever is dead in your life, whether it's your marriage, friendships, jobs, money, or even your morale, meaning your attitude, is about to experience a revival that's going to bring spiritual life back into you. I love that saying that Bishop Jakes used to say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You may have lost your desire for the things of God, beloved. We talked about that last week. But God promised a spiritual CPR. Tell yourself, God has promised me a spiritual CPR, a divine resuscitation, a word that means CPR, I mean to rise up again. Although we use it to mean to bring around or to bring back from unconsciousness to consciousness. See, we got to get back. Come on, we got to wake up spiritually. We got to wake up naturally. We got to wake up, praise God, in our emotions. Like, wake up. We got to be resurrected back, beloved. Praise God. And CPR is a process of getting your heart. Think about it, what I just said when they do with the CPR. CPR is a process of getting your heart beating and getting the breath of life into your lungs. That's your breath of life in your lungs. That's how you breathe through your lungs. That is the power of reset. Tell yourself reset. If somebody's sitting next to you, tell them reset, reset, reset. Now, when God made Adam, Adam was not a living being, right? Over in the book of Genesis, until God blew his breath, nobody else's breath, but God's breath into him. Who's him? Adam. The Hebrew word for breath and for spirit is ruach. Ruach. The word that's pronounced like you have to push it with your lip. Ruach. It's a whoosh. That ruach is what God breathed into Adam. It's the very breath that Jesus, come on, listen to this, gave up on the cross. The same breath he gave up, they said when he gave up the ghost, is the very breath that God blew into Adam to bring him back to life. Amen. And they say he gave up the cross, the spirit, to return to the Father in heaven. In this breath, the wind that comes from the corners of the earth, and you talk, and they talk about that in Ezekiel 37, over the dry, come on, you remember that? The dry, disjointed bones in the desert. He said when he spoke to those dry bones, when he blew life over, when he spoke life to it, praise God, it caused them to stand up and to liken to a mighty army, praise God. And listen, and in the same breath, ooh, somebody say the same breath, that God's spirit breathes unto you. Now look at that. Listen, listen, listen. The breath that Jesus gave up on Calvary, the breath that God wrote into Adam, the breath that he spoke over the dry bone, is the same breath, power, the same dunamis power he blows and speak over to you, praise God. He breathes this into you. Hallelujah. So tell yourself, get up. Come on, tell yourself, get up. If anybody there, tell them, get up, get up, get up, get up. God is ready to speak. He's to breathe, to blow over everything that is dead in your life. Come on, prophesy to yourself. Praise God. He is ready. Amen. He's ready to what? He's ready to speak. He's ready to breathe. He's ready to blow over everything. Not some things, not little things, not a few things, not one or two things, but everything that is dead in your life. He is about to whoosh. Okay, come on, all over your situation. Tell yourself, whoosh, all over your situation. He's about to whoosh all over your marriage, your career, your schoolwork. He's about to send a fresh wind. Tell somebody, fresh wind, fresh wind, fresh wind over your home and your family. Ask the Lord to breathe over every aspect of your life, and he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Breathe on me. Just whoosh over me. Come on now. Praise God. And one thing to be resurrected, it's another to get up. To get up. All right? So let's say that again. It's one thing to be resurrected, but resuscitated. Let me use that word. It's one thing to be resuscitated. It's another to get up. And Ephesians 2, verse 4 through 6 said this. But God, somebody said, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Come on, y'all know that scripture. God is about to send a fresh wind over your home, over your family, beloved. When we make the decision to repent and turn from our wicked ways, God quickens us and raises us up together to sit with our elder brother, Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. That's a good place, absolutely good place to shout. Getting up in a sense this profound, for this is, after all, coming to life after spiritual death. Anybody been experiencing spiritual death? Anybody know how spiritual death? I do. I do is not a place to be. It's a dark place. It's a lonely place. It's a painful place. It's somewhere, I mean, I can't even describe it. It's just somewhere you don't want to be. It means a complete new continence, all right? Praise God. No longer, and when he breathed life into you, no longer, beloved, you have to be there or sit there. You just don't have to. Praise God. Hallelujah. He can bring us out of that despair. Hallelujah. He can bring us up. So again, as I said, he can you don't want to wallow in that dead place or be a, not only wallow there. Listen to this. You don't want to wallow in a dead place. You don't want to be around dead people. Oh, come on, come on. You will be radiating life. Stop looking like you dead. God is saying, look alive. I'm changing your posture, your position. Stop making excuses as to why you must stay down. Get up. Tell somebody, get up. Tell yourself, look in the mirror, get up. Get up out of the place of craziness. I keep telling people I don't do crazy. Oh, it may not like that, but I don't do crazy. I cannot. I just won't. No, we don't do crazy. Get out of the place of abuse. Oh, yes, yes. Get out of the place of exploitation. Get out of that. Some letting people exploit you, praise God. Get up and be who God has called you to be. Can't you hear him? Listen, live in such a way that those who wrote you off as dead will have to take back everything. It's not what they say. It's what God says. Praise God. God offers faithfulness and promises to restoration. Yes, he is not lack concerning his promise. He's not a God that can lie. Remember, Gomer represented Israel. Go back and read the story of Hosea. Praise God. Gomer represented Israel. Israel represents us, beloved. And God said this to Israel, come on back home. I love you. Yes, I've been standing here waiting on you. That's what he said. Listen. Come on back home. I love you. I've been standing here waiting on you. I saw you out there doing what you were doing, but come on back. I'm going to love you even when I ought to leave you alone. When you get sick and tired, I've been sick and tired, I'll be right here loving on you, waiting on you to come back home. I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to give you position. I'm going to remind you of who you are. I'm going to heal you of all your wounds, all the stuff that happened to you when you were out there, all the pain. I'm going to raise you up to the level where people won't even know it's you. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. That's what God is telling us today. That's what he's telling you, beloved, today. That's what he's telling me. Come on back. This is what I'm going to do for you. Praise God. That is not only a good place to shout, scream, jump, roll, but hallelujah, just praise him. If you haven't praised him, this is a time you should praise him. I bet you if you just get back and just give him a good thank you, Jesus. Somebody may be sitting there listening tonight saying, it don't take all that, but baby, let me tell you, it take that and some. Loosen yourself, let yourself, set yourself free. Just holler, thank you. Look around. If you in a house by yourself, who you got to be ashamed? Just by telling him thank you. Just get a good God bless you. Hallelujah. Just, I mean, try it. My God, shake the cobwebs off your mind. Get the rattles out your heart. Let him lean in and kiss it and give him glory. Praise God. For there is nothing, absolutely nothing, too hard for God. It looks like it's not happening. Things seem so incomplete. Things seem so far-fetched. Things seem so broken. Oh, how he's going to do it. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's going to do it. That's just a good place to give him a bow, a dip, and throw him a kiss. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's keep going, huh? Let's keep going. In this part of Hosea, God is saying, I'm getting ready to reset you. Tell somebody, reset, reset, reset. Tell yourself, reset, reset, reset. I'm going to get ready to reset you in a way that's going to blow your mind. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm excited for me. I'm excited for you. I'm excited just because it's called reset. Something new, a new start, a new, remember at the beginning, if you was with me at the beginning of this, what do reset mean? It means to make completely new. You may have to lose some things to become completely new, but it's going to be reset, not rebooted, but reset, new. Some new things. He said, the scripture says, I'm doing a new thing. Praise God. Hosea 6 and 3 says this. If you got your Bible, if you don't, write it down and go back and read it. Praise God. Hosea 6 and 3 said this. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. Pursue, beloved, means to go after. You got to go after. You got to seek for this. You got to go get it. You know what I'm saying? You got to go get it. You just can't stay and wait for it to come to you. But let's go. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. Come to us like the rain. Ooh, it's something about the rain. The rain give life. Rain give life. Rain give life to the grass, to the flowers, to the trees. It put water back in the river so we can have drink. Rain is like rain. Hallelujah on us, oh God. Praise God. Like the latter and the former rain of the earth. Praise God. There is a distinction between information, beloved, about God and revelation about God. Let me say that again. There's a distinction between information about God and revelation about God. Information is cognitive. It's what you read in a book. It's based on your intellect. That's information. Revelation is based on your spirit and your experiences. I know people with plenty of book sense who have no common sense, don't you? I know people who are intellectually brilliant but spiritually dim, who have no idea how God is moving in this season. That's something you can't find in a textbook. Okay, come on now. You can read, you can study all day long some things, but that you are not going to find in a textbook. When God is moving in your life, it isn't your intelligence or intellect that responds. Nope. When you get a revelation of God, it's not based on information, but on what you've been through. Ooh. When you see God preserve you and keep you from losing your mind, when God has kept you together while everything around you is falling apart, everything around you is falling apart and you recognize that it's revelation, something lives within you. It's revelation that gives me a breakthrough when I should have had a breakdown. Come on, beloved. Revelation is when you feel it and when you live it will make you sense to you. But it may not make sense to the people around you. The other contrarians is in the court of the Persia king could not know what Esther knew. And when you go back and read the book of Esther, Hosea could not expect those around him to understand his love for Gomer. But whether or not other people get it, it is important for you and to hold on to it. God is about to reset you back, but you cannot look for others to understand. It is something that understands is faith, your faith and through experience. All right. Oh, wow, beloved. It's so much more to read than this. We'll finish it up next week. But reset, reset, reset. Know God loves you. Get revelation, not just information. I love you in Christ. There's nothing you can do about it. Tell yourself reset get excited about what God is not only going to do, but what he is doing, what he's restoring, what he's returning back to you, where he's pushing you. And I just ask you, the beloved, to contact me when you can. Praise God. God's Purpose Ministry, Post Box 3751, or you can send me a text at 779-804-4530. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I ask you to invite him into your life today and ask him to forgive you of your sins, according to Romans 10 and 9. And have a blessed week. See you all next week. Give a number to someone. Keep me in prayer as I keep you in prayer. God bless.